This is Kelly Blewett offering a review of the book Make It Scream, Make It Burn by Leslie Jamison. A tattoo that runs up the arm of essayist Leslie Jamison reads in Latin, "I am human. Nothing human is alien to me." Her new collection puts her tattoo to the test. Jamison investigates outsiders, people who obsessively identify with a whale known as 52 Blue, people who believe their children have been reincarnated, people who linger in online worlds like Second Life. She takes her subjects seriously, but she also finds herself at a loss to relate. Sometimes connection is impossible. Of her interaction with someone who doesn't speak English, she writes, quote, "Nothing that is human is alien to me, I would have told him, except I couldn't, because some things are alien to me, like the Sinhalese language," end quote. Beyond the limits of relatability, Jamison also explores the weightiness of one person trying to document the life of another. In my favorite essay, she traces the unraveling of Walker Evans and James Agee's trip to the South, which they completed on the dime of Fortune magazine in 1936, and which resulted in the widely acclaimed Let Us Now Praise Famous Men in 1941. Her astute analysis of the difference between the draft of the magazine article and the published book blew me away. She deepens her exploration of this theme in subsequent essays detailing her own journalistic romp to a foreign land and the difficulties of trying to write about what she saw there, and also the way that feminists like photographer Annie Apple have tried to resist the limits of witnessing by obsessively returning to their subjects. Apple, an American photographer, has documented herself alongside her Mexican subjects, and, over time, she has allowed her story and resources to become intertwined with theirs. The perils of representation weigh on many people certainly, but perhaps especially on artists. Jamison's title, Make It Scream, comes from a review of Agee's famous book by the poet William Carlos Williams. For Williams, it is the duty of the artist to make life scream and smolder, to show the urgency that underlies and interconnects our lives. Or, as Jamison's tattoo reads, "Nothing human is alien to me." For her reader's sake, I hope Jamison will keep pursuing this ideal. More information on this title can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This review originally appeared in Bookpage magazine. This is Kelly Blewett.